general, I work hard not to repeat Musar Shmuz. But there's one exception that I repeat almost every year. And I apologize to my Talmidim who've already heard this before, but this is a Shmuz that is very dear to my heart. One of my Rabbeim, who was the first who made me feel connected to the Mesorah of Torah, was Rav Abba Braunspiegel. And he, in his Akdamah to his Sefer, Bikurei Abba, develops a tremendous Musar. This week's parasha, we have the abduction of Sarah. And Avimelech turns to Avram Avinu in righteous indignation, and he says, Loma amarta achoisihi. Why did you say that she's your sister? You lied to me. He says, I was almost nichshel in aveira veishes ish. And Avram Avinu's response is really strange. Avram Avinu says, Rak in yiras elokim. Unfortunately, there are people who advance this argument, and it's absolutely awful. And that is, oh, I lied to him. I stole from them because they're not religious. What type of answer is that? Rak in yiras elokim? Rashi points out another fantastic anomaly in the psukim. Avimelech says, if you'd like to look it up, these psukim, it's kedai to see them inside, Perichei Chaf, Pasuk Hei. Avimelech says, B'som levov yu v'nikyon kapaya sisizos. I did this with a pure heart. Tam lev nikyon kapai. And here he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who appears to him in a dream, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Vayomer elov elokim b'chalom, gam anorchi yodati, ki v'som levavcha, asis azos. I know that you did this with a pure lev. Rashi points out, Avimelech had said, I did it, v'som levav yuvenikyon kapai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, it's true, b'som levavcha. But there was something here that was missing in nikyon kapai. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending? What message is he sending to Avimelech? Question number three. What do we say when we put back the Sefer Torah from David HaMelech? Niki chapayim uvar levav asher lo nasal lashon noshi. Who's going to be zoche to encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Those individuals who also, the same Lashon Avimelech used, Niki chapayim uvar levav, but it's backwards. Here, Avimelech says, Bisam levavi uvenikyon kapai. And David HaMelech speaks about Niki chapayim uvar levav, basically the same idea, but it's inverted. So we have three questions. One question that Rabbi Braunspiegel addressed, which he started off his sefer with, and that is, what's the response? Rakin yiras elokim. Number two is HaKadosh Baruch Hu concedes halfway. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's true, you did it betam lev, but not nikyon kapai. And number three, David HaMelech inverts and says, Niki chapayim uvar levav. My Rebbe Sefer starts off with the words, Ani hagever ro ani. He's a child survivor of the Holocaust. I saw terrible, terrible things. In fact, only about 10 years into our relationship, after I started piecing things together, said to him, his parents survived with him, he was hidden the whole time, said to him, Rebbe, how many were there in the family? And he just said, we started off with seven, and we left with three. Ani hagever ro ani. What did he focus on? He gave the Malbim's teretz to kasha number one. The Malbim says, Avram Avinu responds, Avimelech, it's true. You had a system of morality. In fact, the Ramban writes that Gror was at the pinnacle of society at the time. But the laws that you made were made by your mind. It didn't start with Yerushalayim. It didn't start with divine influence. Rak en Yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh v'haraguni al dvarishti. Then the pasuk says, you have a system where it's prohibited. You yourself came to the same conclusion as the Torah that a married woman is prohibited. But the mind that makes the laws are going to be the same mind that's going to break the laws. If your system of morality comes from your own intellect, then ultimately you could find yourself in the most depraved of places. Rak en Yiras Elokim, without Yiras Shamayim first, then you could create a system of ethics that justifies the most terrible of things. Rav Brandspiegel says he remembers Germany as being the height of ethics in the 20s and 30s. But it was a system of ethics that came from a depraved place. That was a lesson that he wanted to share with us as Talmidim. And that is that if Yiras Shamayim doesn't come first, and if the system starts with one's own intellect, then it could end up in absolutely terrible places. The Alter of Slobodka, 20 years before, where Braunschweig experienced as a child, I mentioned this in the past also, was approached by a Talmud who said to him, Rebbe, I went over Bein Azmanim. He was from a German descent. He went back to Germany. The yeshiva was in Lithuania. And he said, I have to tell you, in many ways in Germany, this is in the late 1920s, I think, in many ways in Germany, they're more polite than they are in the yeshiva itself. Said the Alter, give me an example. And the boy said, when you ask for directions, here in Germany, where I come from, they sit down with you, they give you directions, absolute clarity. And then, not like over here where they say, Yemina smola v'tishal sham, they ad asof, with absolute clarity, and then they say, is it not so? In other words, they give a deference to the person who they're speaking to. The Alter just responded in a very cryptic fashion, and he said, that's not real midos. 20 years later, this bachur was in one of the concentration camps, and there was a German, a Nazi, that was beating him. And he said to him, filthy Jew, it hurts. Is it not so? And then he understood what the Alter had said. A system of midos that comes from an intellect could be ultimately distorted into terrible, terrible ways. How do you know if it will last? If your midos are going to last? If it's for real? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tavi Melech. You said that you did it. Bisam Levavcha. It's true. But it's not Nikyon Kapai. You know why? Because in the world of Torah, it goes in the opposite direction. David HaMelech says it the right way. Niki Kapayim. It starts first with the Kapayim. It starts first with one's guf, having a holy guf. Having an instinct, a holy instinct that a person refines towards Avodas Hashem, even if it doesn't always make sense. Our system is Niki Chapayim Uvar Levav. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tavi Melech, it's true Bisam Levavcha. But because you put Bisam Levavcha before Nikyon Kapai, then you miss the essence of Nikyon Kapai. It doesn't exist. Because if it starts with your own feelings in the lave, a Bachur sits back and he says, sits back on the beach, what makes sense in life? Which rabbis say makes sense, what doesn't make sense to me? But he doesn't first work on the Kedushas HaGuf, cleaning his hands, Niki Chapayim, then he'll never be Zochet Uvar Leichol. There are some things that don't make sense. After the Holocaust, the Yid came to Reb Lazer Silver, and he said to him, Rebbe, was ich hab gesehen, ken ich sein frum. Reb Lazer Silver was part of the Vadat Salah. He came to Europe to visit the survivors. He said to him, Rebbe, after what I saw, I can't be religious again. What did you see, my dear brother? There was one siddur in our lager. There was one siddur in the entire barracks of about 200 young men. It belonged to one person who was a Rasha. He took that siddur and he blackmailed every single person in the barrack. You could only use his siddur if you would give him your life's bread. After I saw how he used his siddur, I can never look at a siddur again. Says Reb Lazer Silver back to him, my dear brother, you're looking at it one way. What about the part that doesn't make any sense? So many Yidden that lined up to give Mamish their last piece of bread to be able to say a tefillah straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where did that come from, Rabbosai? I mentioned a few weeks ago that Rav Anshul was at a point, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was at a point that he said, I can't daven after what I saw. And he didn't daven that morning. And he was about to he was hungry. It was 10, 11 o'clock. He was about to eat breakfast. He said, but I can't eat before I daven. These Yidden understood. It made sense to them. It made sense to them. There was Besam Levavcha. It didn't make any sense to them. But there was Neki Chapayim. There were these holy instincts that were part of them. And that's become a big struggle for us. You know, I think back, I was thinking why you sends me to another yeshiva here in Eretz Yisrael. And we're doing Rambam Be'iyun. It jumped out at me because they put it on the website on one of the featured shiurim, and the title of the shiur is Knowledge Leads to Avas Hashem. About the Rambam Shita, Yediyah and Ava. And I was thinking to myself, Rabosai, that's not the Yikur. That's Pshat in Rambam, maybe. But the boys that are going to hold on, the Avrichim that are really, really going to become Bnei Torah, are not the ones who could really be Masbir the Ktsos Ad HaSof. For sure it's important. And Amelus B'Torah is also Bechlal Niki Chapayim Uvar Levav. But it's those instincts that we have to work on. The instincts of Kedusha. When a person gets up to get a drink, does he have that instinct to think about somebody else to get them a drink? Has still the Nefesh Bahamas that we spoke about a couple weeks ago, is still so much a part of him that he gets up to get to eat, gets up to drink the moment he feels a little bit hungry, a little bit thirsty, without thinking twice that he's in the middle of a holy Gemara, he's in the middle of a beautiful Perek of Tehillim, a beautiful Perek in Chumash. The Nefesh Bahamas still reigns. Niki Chapayim Uvar Levav, the holy instincts of the Guf. And if we find that, then we're guaranteed to have Siyata Dishmaya Zov De Hashem. But if we lean back and we hear a lot of beautiful Torah, and we hear a lot of beautiful ideas, and we're inspired in a lot of kumzits. Somebody said to me an amazing mashal. He said to me, the inspiration of a kumzitz, the inspiration of a chug for sure, is very, very important. But it's like the chocolate spread on the bread here in Israel. There are some kids, when their parents send them to school with aruchat eser, I know, I have smart kids too, Baruch Hashem. They take the bread, everybody, there's nothing else. They only bread with chocolate spread, right? And they lick off the chocolate spread, put it back in the bag, and they toss out the bread. Rav Osai, someone who leans back and listens to all that beautiful knowledge, he gets all those great Israel experiences, but he doesn't work on the instincts of Neki Chapayim, is Bebchinas Avi Melech. Someone who thinks, how is it that I'm going to clean these kapayim, clean this guf? Then Be'ezra Hashem, he'll be zocha to be oyle Bahar Hashem.